What are your thoughts, Soren, as to why Vladimir Putin has done this invasion of Ukraine?
There are more than one reason. There are at least five or six overlapping reasons why Vladimir Putin has its sights on Ukraine. I think the idea that Ukraine would join NATO has never really been a realistic option. NATO has never offered membership to Ukraine. It's even unlikely that Ukraine will be a member of the European Union. So I think that's really a pretext for a much larger plan. And at the base of this whole thing is that Putin wants to reestablish Russia as a great power. And so when you think about even beyond the Soviet Union, when you think about the Russian Empire, Russia controlled territories well beyond, you know, what the Soviet Union did. So I think basically what he's trying to do is little by little trying to regather these countries that they lost during the Soviet the collapse of the Soviet Union. And then little by little expand out. Now, I think in geopolitics is really important to understand the idea of buffer states. If you look at the geographic terrain of Russia, essentially it's very vulnerable to outside attack because almost the entire area from Ukraine, Russia, all the way out to the far edges of Eastern Asia is all a flat plain. And so in geopolitics, there's the idea of a buffer state. Buffer states are states that countries like Russia want so that it's much more difficult for a foreign country, foreign enemy to invade their territory. So basically the buffer state would be Ukraine, Belarus, to a certain degree, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovenia, Poland, and the Baltic states. So I think really what Putin is trying to do is he is trying to get political control over Ukraine by decapitating the government in Ukraine and installing it with a pro-Russian leader. I don't think he has any intention of permanently occupying the country because that would not really be militarily feasible. The country, a huge country, 44 million people. But I think what he wants to do is remove this government because in recent years, Ukraine has really become a model of democracy. It's had a clean elections, peaceful transition to power. It's really a role model of successful democracy. And I think that Ukraine is really a threat to Putin's model of governance, which is authoritarian. And so what we have is essentially is Putin is trying to reestablish sort of Russia as a great power. You can remember that Senator McCain, he said that Russia was a gas station masquerading as a country. Obama said that Russia is a regional power. And I think if you really think about the Russian mentality, you think about the way that Russian elites think, they want to be perceived as a great power. They don't want to be humiliated by the West. This issue of the geography of reestablishing this idea of a larger Russian empire is part of it. There's also the idea of energy. Now, off the coast of Crimea, there have been massive discoveries of natural gas. And I think that in 2014, the reason why Putin invaded Crimea and annexed that is because he was afraid that Ukraine would eventually become the second largest supplier of gas to Europe, and it would sort of challenge Russia's gas supremacy. Also, in those parts of Ukraine, in the eastern part that are sort of Russian-dominated, there have been discoveries of large amounts of oil under the ground. He essentially wants that oil. He wants that gas. He wants control over all of that, all of those natural resources, because that is a huge amount of revenue that would be coming into the Russian state once those things are developed. You know, on a much smaller level, I guess you could say, is when the Russians invaded Crimea and they annexed that, the Ukrainians cut off the supply of water. There's only real one major supply of water to the Crimean Peninsula, and that is basically a canal that brings water from the Ukraine into that peninsula. And it's very interesting that the first thing that the Russians did in this invasion was to reestablish the flows of water to Crimea. Crimea needs to have almost all of its water imported from Russia to the peninsula, and was costing, you know, Russia literally billions of dollars a year to keep 2.5 million people who live there with fresh water supplies. And I think also sort of another fundamental reason is that Putin is very concerned about regime survival. Russian government badly mismanaged the COVID crisis. There's economic problems in the country. There's corruption everywhere. And I think basically that Putin is using this invasion of Ukraine as a way to boost sort of his image as a tough guy. During a recent interview with the Financial Times, he said basically he was asked, well, who was his favorite political leader? And he said Peter the Great, individuals who really was at the as a creation of the Russian Empire. All of those reasons are part of the calculation of what Putin is trying to accomplish.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.